And Nicole Chovastic with you through until 6 o'clock. Well, it was a bombshell that few people saw coming when DLP, Ballarat-based Senator John Madigan, sensationally declared last week that he was quitting the party, claiming it had planted a spy in his office.
It's with a heavy heart, but with resolution, that today I will announce my resignation from the DLP. Right from my election, I have witnessed firsthand attempts by those in the party to assume power at any means, even if it means the very destruction of the party itself.
It was a seat which had taken the DLP 40 years to win, and his resignation sparked calls from furious DLP officials demanding that he give it back. Today, the party's national president, Paul Fennell, is upping the ante, revealing he's preparing High Court action to expel John Madigan from the parliament and take the seat back. Paul Fennell, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Nicole. How are you today?
I'm not bad. This is fairly dramatic action.
It is very dramatic action, but it's a democratic action. It's the correct action to right a wrong, to serve justice to the people of Victoria.
What is it that you've actually done?
So far what we've done, we've obviously now a week since former Senator Madigan made his announcement in resignation from the party, and of course since then we've taken legal advice on this issue. Now, without getting bogged down in too much detail, but it's a three-pronged approach to this. One is we are challenging the validity of former Senator Madigan to continue to sit in the Senate because we believe the seat is vacant. Now, that challenge will be taking place in the High Court. But before it even gets to that, we've written to the Governor of Victoria, Governor Chernoff, to advise the federal president or advise the federal Senate that we actually will be nominating a Senate delegate to fill the vacant position. Because it's our contention that the Victorian Senate seat, the sixth Victorian Senate seat that was won in 2010, or filled in 2010, is vacant because of the resignation. Because under the Constitution, and the amendment to the Constitution going under Section 15, going back to 1977, which has never, ever been challenged or contested, it's been brought to us that this seat is vacant. I mean, it states where a vacancy has at any time occurred. This person, actually I'm happy to quote it, where a vacancy has at any time occurred in the place of a senator chosen by the people of a state and at the time when he was so chosen, he was publicly recognised by a particular political party. And as being an endorsed candidate of that party, and publicly represented himself to be such a candidate. Now, I know we can cherry, I've said last week, we can cherry pick certain things out, but that's the essence of where we're going with this. So we've written to the governor to tell us what is his ruling, because the governor of Victoria ultimately endorses the candidates or the senators for their respective states. He then notifies the federal senate, the governor general, that these are the senators for my state.
John Madigan says that the seat is in fact not vacant, that he is occupying it and that he is going to continue to occupy it as an independent.
And he may say claim so, but even as I've just read out from the Constitution, that's the Australian Constitution. I mean, this argument is coming from a person, a former senator, who actually used parliamentary privilege to basically assassinate two people. And this is the other issue we must remember here. Parliamentary privilege is not there for the purpose of people just to assassinate others. Parliamentary privilege is actually meant to be there so that for the immunity, for the freedom of parliamentary debate and proceedings. It's there so that the houses can operate in a functional manner. Not there for their own personal use. So,
well, of course, he's complained that a spy was planted in his office by the DLP, and this is one of the reasons that he decided to quit.
And I find that quite amusing, really, because that is his claim, and he's put in these emails, which he's now stating to the former Federal Secretary, Mark Farrell, who has been to hell and back with this man, stated to him, he said, I can't even give you those documents because they're private. Their privilege, and yet he can put them on the public domain under parliamentary privilege, so they become a public document, but he still, as recent as yesterday, is not prepared to share them. But that said, this supposed spy, which, I mean, if anyone reads them will know they're tongue-in-cheek, this supposed spy had already been sacked, or I'm sorry, had resigned from John's office back in July.
Have you spoken to John Managhan, Paul?
I ring John every day and leave a message and simply ask, John, we need to talk, please ring me. He has never returned my phone call. So this is why we are taking this action. This is about the people of Victoria who voted for the DLP to represent them in the Senate.
And who are you nominating as John Madigan's replacement?
That hasn't been determined as yet. That will be a decision made by the members of the DLP. At this stage, we are just putting forward the, not just the proposal, but the intent to take this action. So we need to inform the Governor of this action. We need to inform the High Court. We have written to the Federal President, Stephen Parry, the President of the Federal Senate, Stephen Parry, to notify him, to request a right of reply by the victims or even by the party to the Senate, because that opportunity was never given. And because we don't have the voice in the Parliament, and because former Senator Madigan chose to do this on the last sitting day, knowing full well that he would not have to face any questions until the dust settled after a couple of weeks because the Senate had risen. I mean, this whole thing is orchestrated. This whole thing is a sham.
Paul, can we just come back to the High Court matter? Where are you up to in relation to that? Have you seen legal representatives? Have you put writs together? Have you put statements of claim together? Has anything been lodged in the court? When will all of that happen?
Well, that's all in train now. We have sought legal advice, and that is actually all in train as we speak now. And this is the first time we have gone public with it. Now, as far as the time frame is concerned, that will all go as accordingly and as quickly as possible, because if the seat is vacant and the Governor can't rule on this, or the Governor needs to make a decision on this, I mean, this decision affects the governance of Australia. That's the importance of this. As far as the time frame, well, it's interesting that you mention the time frame, because I don't know where, with our High Court action, whether we just have to take a place in the queue regarding legal action that's currently going against former Senator Madigan. I mean, there's other issues that he's before the courts over, whether it be Fair Work Australia or other issues. So we don't know whether they have to be dealt with first. So this is in train. The documents are being drawn up as we speak.
What would you say to all of those people who worked for 40 years to get a representative of the DLP into the federal parliament and who are standing now on the sidelines watching it all crumble away?
Well, that's the interesting thing, Nicole. It's not crumbling away. The amount of support we've had come from people from all over Australia saying, you know, we have to fight the good fight.
This isn't how they anticipated this playing out, though, was it, when John Madigan was elected to the Senate?
No, certainly not. This is not how these people. I mean, there's members out there who had virtually nothing, and they gave their savings to support the DLP to get representation, and this is how they've been paid back. So that's naturally. Look, of course, there's a few people running around making a lot of noise saying, "Oh, John Madigan, good on you," but the high majority of people are saying the DLP needs to fight the good fight, because that's what we are about. We've always argued that case. And when you're fighting the good fight, it's amazing how people come out and attack you from every direction, and we were attacked from within, from one of our own, who claims that we did that. I mean, as I said last week, I'm not hearing who said, she said, the facts are there. This seat, we believe, is vacant. We will ask the Governor and the High Court to make that decision, and they are ultimately the umpires. But this goes to the point of this affects, I mean, this is critical for other parties as well. This is not just the DLP. This is the democratic process. What's the message for the ALP, for the Liberals, for the Greens? If one of their senators jumps ship, I mean, they need to watch this very closely, because this has never been tested. And it's not a case of we're just trying to go to an unknown place. The Constitution is there. We have had advice on it. It has been read, and we believe this is correct, as is the advice given to us. And this is why it's very important for the democratic process, and it's important for every voter in Australia from this day forward to remember, if I put that tick above the line, am I voting for the individual or am I voting for that party? The majority of people I have ever spoken to believe they are voting for that party. And this is why it is a critical case, and we are prepared to take the challenge and take the fight.
What's your message to John Madigan this afternoon?
The same message I gave you last week, and I've given you every day since then. I've asked you to please ring me and give the seat back to the people. Give the seat back to the DLP where it belongs.
Paul Fennell, thank you for your time. Paul Fennell is the National President of the Democratic Labor Party, and he's a Wagga Wagga farmer. If you'd like to join the conversation, 1300 303 468, or you can text on 0467 842 722.